goes anywhere. Here lately it's like they've forgotten his name. He just can't forget the way that the days seem so much brighter, and the breeze could blow the troubles away. With the ghosts running through his mind, the things that he's seen and done are so much for any mother's son to live down or try to run away from. Can he run? Yeah, the days seem so much brighter, and the breeze could blow your troubles away. You could see dancing in the flame. This old place seems so much bigger. Now he sees it all a different way. Nothing's really changed. It just ain't the same.
That's the latest from the band Blackberry Smoke. The song was called Ain't the Same. I like that song a lot. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, part of the Courts in Session family. You know, if you'd like to get a request on Courts in Session, you can email me at wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. You can shoot me a message on Instagram at ericjacksonlurie. And you request it, I'm going to play it. Before the Blackberry Smoke, you heard Black Star Riders. And if you're not hip, a couple of the guys from Thin Lizzy are in that band. If you're listening to that song, Tonight the Moonlight Let Me Down, and you said, man, does that sound like Thin Lizzy? Well, that's the reason. That is good, good, good stuff. Before that, going out to all the hammerheads out there, Pat Travers just about blew out his guitar with that cover of Houses of the Holy. And we opened up the set of music with new music from Ringo Starr. How freaking great is that? New music from one of the Beatles in 2021. That track was called Teach Me to Tango. So talking requests, this next song's going out to Rockhead, listening in Carnegie. You know, back in 1988, this must have blown Christopher Cross's mind. This is Ride Like the Wind, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Yeah!
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. You know that song we just played? That was Thunder on the Tundra by none other than Thor, who we have on the phone with us tonight, calling in from British Columbia. Hail, John Michael Thor.
Hail, Eric Jackson Lurie.
How are you, my friend? It's great to have you on Quartz in Session.
My great friend, I'm so happy to hear your voice and so honored to be on your show. I love your show. I love Pittsburgh. And I just want to say that one of the greatest shows I've ever played was a show that you promoted in Pittsburgh for the Hammer of Justice tour. And we had, the band is still talked about it today.
Well, I'll tell you what, the people in Pittsburgh who attended that show are talking about it because that was sold out and that was terrific. But talking terrific, tomorrow your new album, Alliance, hits the streets. I don't want to sound like a fanboy, but I got to tell you, I am in love with this new album. This might be one of the best albums you've ever recorded.
Well, thank you so much. I really feel in my heart it is one of the best albums I've ever recorded. And that's 39 albums going back to the early 70s. We're also celebrating 50 years of Thor. That shows you how long I've been rocking and rolling.
That's just incredible. You know, this new album, you've got a who's who, like a hall of fame of heavy metal and hard rock stars all over the album, from Chris Holmes from Wasp, Ross the Boss from Manowar. You've got Al Harlow from Prism. It's just incredible. Everyone who wanted to get up to the plate to be on this new album with you.
Yes, it's like a Justice League of metal or a Justice League of rock, if you will. You know, during the pandemic, I reached out, and with the help of Ted Chedlecki, I have to say Ted Chedlecki and Kevin Stewart Swain really helped me on this, to reach out to those great, great champions around the world. And I said I needed their services for a new album. And they came forward with gusto, and their performances astound me on this album. The vocals, the guitar playing, these performances are just absolutely amazing. I'm so honored that they would appear on my album. I listen to the album sometimes, and I can't believe how great their performances are. Through Eric Jackson Lurie and the world premiere here of this new single, I reach out to the world and all those great people, great champions who appeared on this great album. I thank you so much.
This is a Thor anthem, if there ever was one. From the new album that comes out tomorrow, Alliance, this is Thor with the world premiere of Because We Are Strong.
Pittsburgh, please love the tune.
Ain't gonna take it, baby. We're gonna make it, baby. 'Cause we're strong. There's attachment in the trees. I can feel it in the breeze. Unfazed, we march forward against the coming clash. Hand-to-hand combat, the revolution now full mass. Come on! Of the world. It's time to let them know the battle quest is ours. Are you friend or foe?
We ain't gonna take it, baby. We're gonna make it, baby. 'Cause we're strong.
Well, if you're just tuning in, that was the world premiere of the new single from Thor. That was Because We Are Strong. I've got John Michael Thor on the phone with us tonight. Are those really bagpipes on that song?
Yes, they're played by New Westminster's own Scott Young. And when he played those bagpipes, he actually wore the kilt. And he was marching around the studio playing the bagpipes in his kilt. That's the only way you could play the bagpipes.
Well, he did it. There's no question about it. I understand also you've got something special with the video for the new single that we just played.
That's right. Well, we've been putting out multiple, since we can't tour, we're putting out one video after another. And now we're going to release another video, and it is the official, and no one knows this yet, I'm announcing this on your show, but this is the official music video for the movie Liberator, starring Lou Ferrigno. We're very proud that we're involved with this incredible movie, Liberator.
Wow. And for those listeners out there that don't know, there was a time that you and Lou Ferrigno competed neck and neck in the world championship scene in weightlifting.
That's right. We were competing in bodybuilding championships. The first one we competed in, we were teenagers in the early 70s. We competed in the Mr. Teenage America contest in New York. And later on, that was about 1971. Later on in 1973, we competed against each other for the Mr. Universe contest. He represented the United States. I represented Canada. But you couldn't beat Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno was so incredible. He had it all. He had the size and mass and the definition, the posing ability. You know, I could only go so far. I thought I was really in incredible shape, but he was that much better. he's in the league of Schwarzenegger and the greatest of all time.
So the new album tomorrow, the new single we just heard, what do you have in store for promoting and going on tour?
Well, we're very excited and hoping that the borders will open up so I can get across the U.S.-Canada border so the band and I can go out there and get on tour again and come to the great city of Pittsburgh and meet our wonderful, wonderful friends there in Pittsburgh. In the meantime, there are going to be special parties scattered about the world. We have some parties in Sweden to promote the new release of the album, and I will be appearing by Zoom. Also, I will be appearing by Zoom at a special party in Denver, Colorado, and there's going to be a very special party at Attic Records in Pittsburgh.
So I understand you've got a new movie in the works that you're filming in part here in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, there's parts being filmed in Pennsylvania. The band themselves are going to be flying in to shoot scenes in Pennsylvania, big action scenes. And then there's also going to be other location sites like in Vancouver, British Columbia, also Los Angeles, California.
What's the name of the new movie, and what's it all about?
The new movie is called Pact of Vengeance, and it's directed by Len Kabasinski and produced by Killer Wolf Films. They're producing it, and it's a high-action martial arts movie. Very, very exciting. You know, it's going to be really something that's going to blow everybody away. In the excitement and action. Got a really good part. I'll be co-starring with Leo Fong, who goes way back to the Bruce Lee days.
Wow.
There's a whole roster of superstars on this who are in this movie.
If you're just tuning in, we've got Thor on the phone with us tonight. Well, John Michael, why don't you pick a couple tunes... couple tunes that you love to play for our listeners. Take over the turntables.
Okay, this first one is called For Your Love by the Yardbirds, one of my very favorite songs of all time.
And give us one more.
All right, it was by a band from San Francisco called the Syndicate of Sound, but there's a remake that just got released by Vancouver's own The Centaurs, that I've been listening to a lot.
The Yardbirds, The Centaurs, absolutely terrific. Coming out tomorrow, the new album from Thor. It's called Alliance. It is a good one. John Michael Thor, thank you so much for being on Quartz in Session. I have no shame in saying this. I'm a big fan. Love this new album. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you very much. It's an honor, your honor, to be in Quartz in Session.
You have a great night, brother.
I love you, man.
Things right. Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult. But I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh, and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
Gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things to get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things to get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll get it together and we'll get it all done. Someday. She said, get away, tore down, almost never worth the ground. Well, I feel like this, where my baby can't be found, yeah. I love you, honey, with my heart and soul. I love
guys is never gonna grow old. Love you in the morning and the evening too. But when you run away, I get so mad when you tore down. How much love is worth the ground? Well, I feel like that's where my love can't be found. Yes, I do. We'll be right back.
That's Tore Down, the latest from Gary Moore. The new album's called How Blue Can You Get? And I think the turntables are still hot from that one. That, of course, was posthumously released. Gary Moore passed away a few years ago. Hey, I did it. Posthumously. You know, I'm getting better and better with my grasp on the King's English. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. You can also catch the Encore presentation tomorrow, Friday, from 1 to 3 p.m. You can blast out Courts in Session at work and let everyone know. Spread the word. Best rock and roll, country, and soul you can find is right here on 88.3 FM. So let's get to some new music. Let's get to some requests. Got a fantastic request from a whole slew of people on vacation listening to Courts in Session. This just blew me away. I got in my email from people listening in, I hope I'm going to say this right, Port Estrella, Costa Rica, and got a bunch of requests. And a group of guys told me to pick from them tonight, so that's what we're going to do. I'll tell you what, if you're in Costa Rica and you're in vacation thinking about Courts in Session and playing on the internet, well, I'll tell you what, you're going to get your request on the air. So this is going out to Mike, Lisa, Paulette, Jim, Jack, Steph, Dave, Jill, Rob, Annette, Paul, and Jenny. Guys, thank you so much. I think that's the biggest group request I ever got. This is going out to you guys. This is Sir Paul McCartney with Junior's Farm.
Junior. This is Artemis Pyle of APB and Lynyrd Skynyrd. You're listening to my brother and friend Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh.
All right, Atlanta. I said, all right, Atlanta. You ready to pick it up? I said, are you ready to pick it up, Atlanta, Georgia, huh? Put your hands up, come on. There it is. Can't hear you. We'll be right back.
headed out towards the door. Look at here. So won't you give it three steps? Give it three steps to miss. Give it three steps towards the door. Give it three steps. Give it three steps to miss. And you'll never see me no more. That's for sure.
Okay, guys, turn up the stereo. This is brand spanking new from Yngwie Malmsteen, Siwis Pacem Parabellum. If you want peace, prepare for war. We'll be right back.
the something inside that we need so much. The sight of a touch or the scent of a sound or the strength of an oak with roots deep in the ground. The wonder of flowers to be covered and then to burst up through tarmac to the sun again. Or to fly to the sun without burning a wing. To lie in a meadow and hear the grass sing. To have all these things in our memories hoard and to use them to help us to
by now, I know I should have run.